in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
When it's Tyson versus Jaws, Rumble on the Reef, that's when Shark Week officially became Jump the Shark Week. With ridiculous shows like Shark After Dark, Ronda Rousey, Uncaged, and Bride of Jaws, you know it's going to be a Sharkadelic summer, which is, no lie, also the name of an actual show on Jump the Shark Week. And don't miss Shack Attack, where we find out if Icy Hot works on sharks' knees. Just kidding. Sharks don't have knees. But that is a real show, though.
Yippee!
Not convinced? Don't miss Adam Devine's Secret Shark Lair, where we'll answer the biting question, who is Adam Devine again? Jump the Shark Week, the Discovery Channel's TV franchise that's dead in the water.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Fox News, I'm Pam Cuso.
There was a shooting outside of the White House.
That was President Trump after returning to the White House briefing room. He was escorted out yesterday after a confrontation between a man and a Secret Service officer.
The suspect then turned around, ran aggressively towards the officer, and in a drawing motion, withdrew an object from his clothing.
Secret Service Uniform Division Chief Thomas Sullivan says the agent fired his weapon after the suspect crouched into a shooter stance. The suspect is hospitalized. 20 million and counting, the number of coronavirus cases around the world.
The number of people killed by COVID-19 globally has reached over 730,000, according to Johns Hopkins University.
Fox's Jill Nato. Officials say the U.S. has the highest infection rate. America's listening to Fox News.
Miami, Florida, come on, get corona. Atlanta and Phoenix, we've got the diseases. New Orleans, Las Vegas, lots of COVID cases. Orlando, get out of quarantine. Rent a nice vacation home in COVID hotspot zones where they reopen the bars. Do not wear a mask. There they don't care about science or facts. You can get the virus in a restaurant that's super packed. In a hotspot, Jacksonville, Daytona, come on, get corona. California's got beaches, chock full of diseases. Wisconsin and Texas, lots of new infections. To a hotspot zone, we won't wear masks and then we won't stay home. Go see concerts and shows here in a hotspot zone. Get COVID in LA.
Hey, if you really want resistance to the coronavirus, participate in a riot or some civil unrest, because apparently you're immune from it if you are involved in one of those. It is 7:04.
Did you know that that was the biggest song ever by the Beach Boys? Ever?
It was.
Ever.
It was, yeah.
Amazing, and that they were able to do that. I think that it was like 20 years between hits for them.
Mm-hmm.
What, late 80s or 1990?
87 or 88.
Yeah.
It had to be. We're having a club in Key Lime morning here.
I'm working on serving it up.
It was the pie with the imperfection?
Yes, this was the pie with the imperfection, but you. It was good. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a recipe imperfection. It was...
Just a defect, kind of a ding?
Me. I'm the defect. I accidentally scratched the top of the pie with the cover as I was getting ready to seal up. So I said, well, this we'll just have this one for us.
It tastes so good downstairs.
It does taste good downstairs.
to go back to that storm thing, because I'm seeing images here on the TV, that's how you spell duratio?
Yeah, dur echo.
See, that's, yeah, I know. That's how I want to say it. Mm-hmm. A dureco storm, but it's duratio.
Duratio.
I don't remember that term. I lived up that way. I don't remember that term. Okay. We had some bad thunderstorms.
It's, think of it as a, you know, MCS, Messier-Scale System. But it's one on steroids. It's moving usually at very fast speed. It covers several states. And by the way, there was a special severe thunderstorm watch came out yesterday called a PDS severe thunderstorm watch, particularly dangerous situation. Very, very rare.
We had that not too long ago here.
Well, we had a PDS tornado watch.
Uh-huh.
Many people don't know that you can have a PDS.
They run those like categories. There's a PMS called a particularly major storm.
For women.
Yeah. I think that's what it represents in both instances. It's 707.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
We told you the radar would be active yesterday, and it was. Not everybody got a good downpour, but a lot of people did. And today, there'll actually be more storms than yesterday. Still no guarantee that you're going to get one, but there's going to be more to go around in the afternoon and evening hours. And big heat produces big storms. Some storms will have gusty winds and lots of lightning. There were some wind damage reports yesterday. They'll fade out tonight. Today's high 96, heat index 105, low tonight 75. Tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, scattered to numerous afternoon and evening storms. In other words, we're going to go up a notch on the rain chances tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, with highs mid-90s Wednesday and Thursday, and low 90s probably on Friday. Not much change Saturday. Right now this morning, 75 degrees, scattered clouds, calm winds, 707.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
MPB does not mean Montgomery Pie and Body. But if your car has, let's say, some imperfections, take it to Montgomery Paint and Body, MPB. Yeah, I've been going there for more than 30 years. And they're, you know, I mean, that means I've had
almost 30 cars over there.
A lot of problems with issues. Not always my fault. Usually somebody hit me. But, and it doesn't have to be an accident. It could be a boo-boo. You know, like when one of those, mailboxes, like happened to you, jumped right out.
In the dark.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Montgomery Paint and Body will take care of it. You know what? Because there's no shortcuts. They're meticulous. Their attention to detail is amazing. And that's why they've been in business for about 40 years. I remember they were at the other location off the Northeastern Boulevard. Now they're off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Their phone number is easy because when you're in an accident, you get rattled. And so it was easy for me to remember. 27 wreck with a W, when I recently needed them back in March for a major situation. And tell Donnie and Brandon to give you some of my stories over the years. They'll fill your ears with some of the successes that they've had with my car. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
You know, it's Tuesday morning.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday, which is, of course, foreplay to hump day.
Wait, I'm not ready.
I was born ready.
What are we doing on this show?
Supposed to be entertaining.
In that case...
Entertain me.
Great, let's do it.
It's showtime.
I'm sorry, I think there's whipped cream.
So good.
Downstairs.
So good.
But it may be a little old. I think it's at the point where if you press the nozzle on top of the can, it goes...
Yeah, it makes sense.
Looks like somebody foaming at the mouth. But I'll double check that.
Okay, it's really good.
Gotta have whipped cream. Mm. Except I can't make that and sell that.
You can make your own version and call it... Never mind.
Sure I could. I got a call last night from Jeff Mallinson at Georgia Floors Direct. He is the leader of the Merry Band of Floriers. He was telling me about a couple, and I'm so grateful for this story, who had gone to a couple of flooring locations and picked out some stuff they wanted to buy, and then The husband said, wait a minute. Greg Budell talks about Georgia Floyd's Direct. Why don't we go there? They ended up buying everything there. And they bought, I mean, they redid an entire house.
Wow.
All Georgia Floyd's Direct, all installed by Georgia Floyd's Direct. And I so appreciate when you're considering any type of purchase or service that you at least consider the people that sponsor our show. We're very grateful for that, and so are they. It means a lot. And they were quite happy, quite pleased with that decision. That way it was all being done under one roof by one company. Georgia Floors Direct has their own installers. The pricing, no concerns there. It's all wholesale. And they still have some inventory remaining from a company. They bought up their remaining inventory as they were closing their doors. So there are remnants and other things that are available below wholesale. But everything is priced at that level or lower at Georgia Floors Direct. Flooring destination for 50 years on the boulevard across from Lowe's. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. Have your note-taking devices handy because Random Facts is coming up, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. A double shooting in Montgomery last night sent two men to the hospital. Shots were fired just before 7 in the 3200 block of Cotton Street. Police say both men have non-life-threatening injuries. A 27-year-old woman is Montgomery's latest homicide victim, marking the city's 41st murder this year. Lisa Adair died in the hospital after she was shot in the 3200 block of Harrison Road Sunday night. Police haven't announced any arrests in this fatal shooting. If you have any helpful information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. More charges have been filed against David Justice, a local businessman accused of child sex abuse. Blount County authorities have charged Justice with 20 additional charges of sex abuse of a child younger than 12 years old, as well as one count of sodomy. Authorities are pushing to have his bond amount increased. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hey, Dad. It smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You get out of your car, put on your mask, and walk into the store. 3 seconds later, it hits you like an unblocked linebacker blitzing the quarterback.
Oh my God, is that my breath?
The smell of your own breath in the mask nearly drops you to your knees.
Ew! Is that how my breath smells every day?
You're suffering from maskatosis.
I think I'm gonna puke.
Now you know what it's like having an intimate conversation with you, or what it's like riding in the same car, or standing in an elevator with you.
Does anyone have an Altoid?
Maskatosis is real. Maybe lay off the 4 cups of coffee or ordering extra onions on your burger and all the garlic. And here's a thought. Maybe try brushing your teeth more than once a day. This message brought to you by Maskatosis, and holy mother of what the heck died inside your mouth.
Okay, that is gross.
And now,
warning, faxitosis is caused by overexposure to
random facts.
Good job.
Nice.
Very tight.
Good job.
A lot of words there.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Did you know goats
meh
can...
What a cute little goat noise you make.
Thank you.
Goats can rotate their eyes so that their rectangular pupils stay horizontal with the ground when they bend over to eat.
Oh, that's pretty much it. Yep. Yeah.
Just more freaky and amazing things that goats do.
They're pretty amazing animals.
Did you know that yellow watermelons exist?
I did not.
I didn't either.
Yellow watermelons?
Yellow watermelons.
I'm not a watermelonist. I don't consider the color.
Is it a yellow skin or yellow meat?
It's yellow meat.
Okay, that I did know existed, yes.
Yeah, yellow water, they were cultivated before red watermelons that we're all familiar with. They're said to have a honey-like flavor, something that is sweeter than that. But yeah, yellow watermelons.
My granddad used to haul watermelons back in the day. In Oklahoma.
Prohibition.
How'd they figure out how to grow those things without seeds?
I don't know. I haven't figured. I think it's a variety. It's what we call a variety. Like a different type of corn, like sweet corn and then regular corn. So I think it already existed.
Did you know of something called the Geneva Freeport?
That I did not know.
The Geneva.
It's a
whole new Geneva Freeport.
Yeah. It's a warehouse.
Jack Ingram Geneva Freeport. Signature brand.
It's a warehouse complex in Geneva. It houses approximately 1.2 million works of art.
Wow.
The estimated value of being that of $100 billion.
Wow.
Wow.
They're still looking for a train.
Yeah.
With gold or art that the Nazis
pillaged art from all over Europe, and there's still a lot of it missing.
Great movie if you're into more classic films. Yep. Probably get it on TCM.
Mm-hmm.
The Train with Burt Lancaster.
Yes.
That is a great movie.
I've seen
movie.
It. It is a good movie.
He does all his own stunts in there, too.
Burt Lancaster. It also houses gold bars and about 3 million bottles of wine. A small room that can hold multiple objects can cost the person anywhere from $5,000 to $12,000 per month to store your stuff there.
Wow.
Did you know the Speyer wine bottle is the oldest known wine, discovered in 1867 in a Roman tomb?
How's that spelled?
S-P-E-Y-E-R. Speyer.
Spelled as S-P-E-L-L-E-D.
The wine was believed to have been made between 325 and 350.
Wow.
It's probably not good anymore.
Probably not. Probably a little sour.
It still probably tastes better than Boone's Farm.
Probably.
Well, what doesn't? Did you know something called white torture?
Oh, boy.
It is a type of psychological torture which involves putting the prisoner in a completely white room. It is soundproof, and it often leads the prisoner to madness.
It's like the Cream song, in a white room without windows.
Yeah, how about that?
But that's
that?
With black curtains.
Oh, sorry. I forgot about that part of the Schwanfei.
And I think that room had audio, too.
Did you know Jet Ski is a brand name that is owned and trademarked by Kawasaki?
Oh.
The more correct term is personal watercraft, which is PWC, water scooter, or even a boater cycle.
A boater cycle? Oh, my gosh. I love that.
I don't know why I never thought of it before, but yeah, it's a boater cycle.
I love that.
I do, too. You have to get Terry Adams to start calling them boater cycles. I know he sells them. He sells jet skis. I know he does that.
And they're out of those. Yeah. When the pandemic, interestingly enough, they're one of the businesses that benefited from the pandemic because so many limited entertainments that getting out of the water, man, they sold theirs out in May. They were running.
Did you know that ancient Egyptians built a statue, the King Ramses II statue. They built it with precise accuracy to be illuminated by the sun. It's a phenomenon that only occurs twice a year. Once on February 22nd for his coronation, and again on October 22nd for his birthday.
Hmm. And he again was who? I'm sorry?
The ancient Egyptians built a statue for King Ramses II.
King Ramses II. Yes. I got you.
Did you know Cambodia is one of the only countries in the world, I think there may be one other, to have a real building on its flag? The building represented on the Cambodia flag is probably the most famous building in Cambodia. It is the Hindu-Buddhist temple Angkor Wat.
Oh, yeah.
which has become a symbol of that country. It appears on its national flag and is the country's prime attraction for visitors. Coming up in Random Facts, we're going to talk about we're going to talk about Dragon's Jaw Bridge. Also, George Harrison's house. And what do we have here? Oh, an article by The Guardian, which had a horrible typo.
Oh, all right.
No, I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah.
I love seeing those collections of newspaper headlines that were somebody missed a dangling participle and it ends up meaning something completely.
Exactly. Right. That's right. Exactly what you'll find coming up on Random Facts.
Awesome. All right. And then following that, we'll have a $10 Food Outlet pop quiz question. And today, Tuesday, is the last day for this week's specials. Now, it's cost plus 10 throughout the store. But every week they have select items. Like I picked up a 5-pound tube of ground beef for $9.95. That comes out to less than $2 a pound, which is great. USDA ground beef. The bottom round roast is $2.86 a pound. That's such an easy roast to make. I reckon if you're going to make a round roast, take time and bake it at a lower temperature, like 275, and just let it take its time until it reddens and it stays so moist. Country style pork ribs are $1.44, and T-bones are $5.95 a pound. In the ice cream, in the frozen food section, you will find Bluebell ice cream, all varieties, all flavors, at $4.83. That's for a real full half gallon of ice cream and not the fake. And the giant box of Honey Bunches of Oats cereal is only $1.97. Everything is cost plus 10. You'll save everywhere you shop within Food Outlet on Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street west of 31 in the Preferred Community, and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard. I'll see you there every Sunday morning right around 7:30 at 7:22. Back to the traffic dungeon.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. It is busy all over the city right now, but we have no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Our busiest locations, both sides of I-85 on Taylor Road. Northeast Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway over to Ware's Ferry. We're busy on the Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry. And Norman Bridge and Fairview Avenue are very active this morning. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota has never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Check it out, Limu. Got a brand new motorcycle jacket and matching leather pants. Now let's go for a ride and tell everyone that Liberty Mutual customizes their motorcycle insurance. So you only pay for what you need. Oh my gosh, this leather does not breathe well. You can't suffocate in leather, can you?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I see buses of yellow, big backpacks too. You say you'll miss them, but you know that's not true. Got some time to yourself. What a wonderful world. They're in class all day, got homework all night. Their sad little faces, it's a beautiful sight. Got the whole house to yourself. World. When you hear that school bell, it's a wonderful world.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And now,
welcome back to the wonderful world of
random.
Nice. Gravelly voice.
Hey, maybe you could use me as a background vocalist in one of your tunes.
We could do it. Come on down the last weekend of August this month, down to Florida.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we'll be down at Vortex Springs.
Look, we got to get Jay back to random facts, but here's a random fact about me. If I could sing, somebody would have been playing my songs on the radio for the last few years, sort of. Jay?
Did you know? A wonderful fact. Dragon's Jaw Bridge.
Dragon's Jaw Bridge. Not a drawbridge, and I'm having a speech problem. It's Jaw Bridge, J-A-W. Dragon's Jaw Bridge. It became a symbol of resistance and a legend of invincibility during the Vietnam War. It was bombed by U.S. forces 873 times.
Oh, my gosh.
873 times. It was also directly hit by hundreds of bombs and missiles in the span of 7 years. It was finally destroyed in 1972.
Wow. Never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Dragon's Jaw Breach.
Wow. So it took all the time. I guess we never hit it.
No, we hit it. It just didn't get destroyed.
It just didn't go down?
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember Bridge Over the River Kwai?
Yes. Time? That was just on Mighty Trains.
Yeah.
On Smithsonian, which I watch from time to time because I'm a big train fan. And there's a train.
Oh, it drops of Jupiter.
Drops of Jupiter.
I think you're standing on my mic cord, Greg. There you go. Thank you.
How did it get all the way over here?
Stay off mine.
Because there was too much excess up here, and we.
And it. Now we're losing newspapers and everything.
Bridge Over River Kwai was...
So they take you through the history. I mean...
It's really true.
100,000 people died in slave labor.
Right.
Prisoners of war building that thing. So they have a park that honors those, and a lot of people exit the train to pay tribute.
And the British officer who was in charge balked at the idea of destroying it when it came right down to it.
Yeah.
Because he fell in love with this project.
A lot of lives were expended making that thing.
Yep.
Did you know Friar Park, the late George Harrison's house, actually had a scale model of the Matterhorn among its features.
Really?
See if I can find a picture of this thing. Don't know where it would be. No, don't see it. Friar Park Matterhorn. You know, if I Google that, then I should get... Yeah, there it is. It's not the best picture of the in the world, but I'm just grabbing a quick one here. You can see this is a visitor who is in the garden there, and there's the Matterhorn, little small Matterhorn in the background.
Huh.
Cool.
Interesting. Yeah. And his house was called
breastfeeding reduced the
risk. Called Friar Park.
Yes, it was. After hearing about that.
Yeah, we joined our regularly scheduled program.
Breastfeeding.
Just
of all the things you could land on.
I know,
on.
Right. Thank God it was, I'd rather have that than some of the other stuff that can pop up. People up here opening up naughty websites and stuff.
And finally, did you know in 2014...
Oh, I want to hear this headline. Yeah,
the Guardian made a typo in the title of an article about ranking TV cricket commentators.
Yeah.
Put a W where the R should be and called it wanking.
Oh, man.
The TV commentators.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
That's fine.
I wrote a blog update once and about some storms that were moving and how the winds were going to be shifting.
Oh.
Well, I typed a word and spell check said everything, all the words are spelled correctly.
Yep.
Only when I hit enter, it wasn't shifting. The winds are.
Oh my goodness. Timmy.
Wanking?
Wanking.
Those are your random facts.
I guess you're glad nobody got a screen capture of that, huh?
I don't know.
All right, the A team here is going to. Come up with a $10 food outlet pop quiz question. But I want to turn your attention right now to somebody named Eddie Bader.
Oh.
Eddie Bader. No.
Is he okay?
Well, he'll be okay if he gets real estate listings to work on. When he doesn't have them. He is born to do this. His energy, his entire human makeup is geared towards selling homes for people. Getting them seen and sold at the best price in the briefest amount of time. So when you're ready to sell, list your property with a guy who literally, from the moment he signs the papers for you, works 24/7 to make sure that your house gets seen and sold. He's an excellent marketer of property. He's also the guy you want when you're looking to buy. He can tell you off the top of his head. Call it a savant skill if you want. But he knows what's available in the River Region area and beyond. And if you're shopping at a particular price range, he can line up your choices very, very quickly for you. He is also in his own way, a concierge type of service because all the small details, the annoying stuff that can get you by, he takes care of all that. He just clears the path. It's all about finding the right home, buying, or getting your home sold. And he tries to limit your involvement to the greatest extent possible. So he'll do it all. He works his butt off. I'm not exaggerating. Did it for me. He's done it for many, many others. And you'll love the effort. From Eddie Bader, Realtor, Goodson Group. You can look him up that way on Facebook, Eddie Bader Realtor, or call him direct at 322-0662. Well, it's better than shifting. 322-0662. Eddie Bader, Realtor for the Goodson Group. Let's shift.
They'll never shift on you.
Today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
I was going to make a joke, but I think it's too close, and I'm not going to do it. So here's what we're looking for. I am not going to give the exact amount. I'm going to let Rich use that as a bonus question should we get enough calls. I just need to know the name of the bridge that just withstood a ton of bombing and attacks and everything else before it was destroyed in 72. What was the name of that bridge during the Vietnam War? What was the name of it?
It was not Bridge Over River Kwai.
Nope.
Don't think you have to confuse. 272-9228-272-9228. We are standing by for your call right now. $10 of free shopping at the food outlet for the winner.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Don't forget, Elmore County schools are back in session. Watch out in the school zones this morning. We are seeing a tremendous number of cars inbound now on 231 from Wetumpka. Congestion at the Redland Road and River Bridge red lights. We are very busy around the Boulevard, East South Boulevard, especially Troy Highway in front of Baptist congested. Highway 331, Norman Bridge inbound to Montgomery, congested there. I-65 and 85, a lot of traffic downtown this morning. No accidents into us so far, though, to pass along to you. Trentham State Community College offering continuing ed classes in pharmacy technician and medical billing and coding. Funding is available on a first-come basis. Classes begin September 8th. Call 334-799-6556 for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right. Will I Am is ready to take a crack at this pop quiz question. Good morning.
Hey, William.
Good morning.
Morning.
Do you know what the name of that bridge is that we're looking for? It got bombed a bunch and still survived it, but it was during the Vietnam War.
Sure, it's Dragon's Jaw Bridge.
That's you exactly got it. Right.
Yeah, that's it.
Congratulations.
Awesome work, man. Hang on. $10 of shopping at Food Outlet is yours. You got a follow-up for Pat?
I do. I have one. Hi, Pat.
Good morning.
Hey. Jet ski is a registered trademark of Kawasaki, just like, kind of like Kleenex is a registered trademark. Name one of the three generic names that Jay gave for what a jet ski.
I'm going to bomb out on your reach because I didn't get my car until the second part of the random fact, and that was obviously in the first.
That's right.
The thing on that bridge, though, was it would get bombed and shut down one day, and the next day it'd be open. I mean, because of the labor that they'd have putting it back to work.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Y'all have a good day.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Got some really bright people to listen to this station. Mm-hmm. No question about that.
Not at all.
The PWC was one of them. Water scooter was the other one. And boat skier?
I think it was actually like boat something.
Yeah, whatever.
Like a car. Boat car, something like that.
So there.
Go ahead, Greg.
I got nothing to say.
Back to you.
Hanging out with you guys today.
I'm excited because you know why?
Hold it. On this show, it's called...
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
There you go. Because you want to know why.
Why?
So, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, I'll be over at the Shriners event selling my jewelry because the ladies are doing a fundraiser.
They asked me about that, didn't they?
Yeah.
Did they send me a note?
Well, I think I sent you a note about it because I'm going to be there and I'm helping the ladies. They're doing a fundraiser, arts and crafts show. And all the proceeds will go to help them. You know, I think they're looking to get a new dishwasher for the kitchen there at the Shriners Temple and all of that. So if everyone's out and about on August 22nd, y'all come on out and say hello and have some fun.
The Shriners had the original commercial with adorable in it. Remember that?
Yes.
This is true, yes.
I support the Shriners every month.
Well, make sure you come on out because this is the private, you know, chapter of the ladies here in Montgomery, and they're helping out, you know, take care of the facilities and stuff that they need there. So this is going to be one of their fundraisers that they do. And I'll be there with my jewelry line and some cute new T-shirts and stuff that we have out, and y'all come see me.
All righty, and give us a call in the afternoon. When is this again?
It's Saturday, August 22nd.
Okay, so we'll make sure we... you can stop by and do a business break with us.
I can, and then also I can get you a cute little flyer that you can post on your Facebook page.
Send that to me, and your wish is my command.
You got it.
Okay. 7:39.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
There's some showers on the radar already this morning across north central Alabama, and they're going to be translating southward as the day goes on today. So I think the radar is going to be very active this afternoon. If you did not get one of those random storms, there were a bunch of them around. A lot of people are telling me on Facebook that they either got a gully washer or they heard thunder yesterday. No rain in my house, but maybe today will be my day or yours. Scattered afternoon and evening storms will be in more generous supply. Today's high around 96 with a heat index near 105. Sometimes big heat produces big storms. Gusty winds possible. Lots of lightning. The storms will fade out tonight, low 75. Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, scattered to numerous afternoon and evening storms. So we're going to go up a notch each day on the rain chances. Mid-90s tomorrow and Thursday, low 90s on Friday, not much change Saturday. Right now this morning, 75 degrees, scattered clouds at 741.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
Plumbing by LukeWire has been my go-to plumber for about 5 years now, but I wish I would have known about them beforehand. I was using LukeWire for heating and air conditioning. A friend told me, did you know they're also in the plumbing business? I said, I did not know that, but I've been in that house for over 20 years now, and I've had some plumbing concerns that I dealt with that I wasn't happy with for one reason or another, you know. Not that they were just unscrupulous, but I didn't like some of their practices. Well, Plumbing by LukeWire, they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. That's a good thing because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. So in the middle of a weekend, in the middle of a holiday, or in the middle of the night, you can call Plumbing by LukeWire and they're going to take care of you. And I would suggest the whole house plumbing inspection as well. That's where they're going to check all your plumbing inside and out. In my house, modest-sized house, three bedrooms, a couple of baths, it took 35 minutes, and I got a good report, and that's great peace of mind as well. But if they do find a problem, they'll fix it before it becomes a major issue. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, give them a call. Plumbing by LukeWire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
I realize something's missing so far this morning, and it is. Did you get your informed delivery digest note today?
Stand by. It has not arrived yet. It usually arrives by about 7:05, 7:10.
Yeah.
It's not arrived yet.
I always check because it's usually there by the time Random Facts send it.
Mm-hmm.
I blame Jay for this. No, I'm waiting on something. Yesterday was a good day. Today could be a good day, too. Maybe.
Time now for Wingfinger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Barbecue.
From our... Hey, watch this, Rich. This is how you win the thing. Barbecue. Shut up.
James, get it.
Your response, though, was perfect. Look at this. Shut up.
I did bring him his mane and tail, Jay, this morning.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Yes.
Okay, how do you win with women, sir?
I'm just for that. Why should I tell you and give you an advantage?
I'll look away.
It seems so dumb that I was going to say that I'm embarrassed to say it.
Okay. No, go ahead.
What's the word again?
It's barbecue.
From our barbecue-y.
Oh, there we go. That's cute. I like it.
Yeah. Rich Thomas, I'm taking lessons from him.
Little Gweggy.
Yeah, that's
late. Rich is even red-faced.
So how does this work?
Well...
This afternoon.
This radio show, you know, we press a couple of buttons and we talk on air. That's how that works.
Yes. The game, though.
Yes.
How can barbecue pay off at a lunch for two at Wingfingers, Bob Baumhauer's newest culinary creation?
Well, let's see. You're going to pick a random time between 3 and 6 this afternoon during your happy hour.
Yesterday was like late in the show around 5.
Yeah, and so when you ask for the Wingfingers winning word, all you have to do is be the 7th caller at 272-9228 to win that lunch for two at Wingfingers.
Wingfingers, you can have them chopped into a salad, served in a swamish, or dip them.
A
swam it?
Rusty Aldridge taught me that word.
Okay. I've just never heard that, so I'm sorry. I got tickled.
You can also get a beverage with that, a side, like the gooey fries, the crinkle fries. And if you're dining down, they're open 10:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, in the RSA building at 201 Union. By the way, if you win, you get free climate-controlled parking.
If I can make a suggestion on a beverage?
Yeah.
Lemonade. Their lemonade is the bomb.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Like everything else. All homemade, too, at Baumhauer's.
So good.
Actually, at Wing Fingers, but it's a Baumhauer's
creation.
Production, yes. So that will be coming up later today. We have animal stories and the minuets ahead. Right now, it is 7:45.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. A 27-year-old woman is Montgomery's latest homicide victim, marking the city's 41st murder this year. Lisa Adair died in the hospital after she was shot in the 3200 block of Harrison Road Sunday night. There have been no arrests in this fatal shooting. If you have any helpful information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A double shooting in Montgomery last night sent two men to the hospital. Shots were fired just before 7 in the 3200 block of Cotton Street. Police say both men have non-life-threatening injuries. More charges have been filed against David Justice, a local businessman accused of child sex abuse. Blount County authorities have charged Justice with 20 additional charges of sex abuse of a child younger than 12 years old. Authorities are now pushing to have his bond amount increased. And those are some of your headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
Are you ready to go mad for Mercedes? Then come in and play at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because this September, we're giving away a 2020 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. You can start earning entries now. Then join us Saturday, September 12th, starting at 5 p.m., when you can win free play, cash, or a brand new Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. So go mad for Mercedes, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessings.com.
LaserCopy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. LaserCopy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. LaserCopy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. LaserCopy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. LaserCopy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba. Chase. Time for today's edition of Animal Stories. True Tales, that pun is intended, by the way, from the Wild Kingdom. Wolfman, take us to the vocal. Oh, horrible performance.
Wolfman is going to be fired if that continues.
I just posted on Facebook, it's sort of an animal story. It's actually a lightning strike. A woman is just stepping outside her front door when the lightning hits the roof. Just a few feet away from her, she goes flying back in. And at the end of the video, there's a dog that goes running underneath.
At lightning speed.
Yeah. I mean, the dog just took off. It just makes you realize when we say be careful when there's lightning, that's the reason why. Now, how about this? You're getting ready to do a load of laundry. You set it up, supersized load, extra rinse, warm water, rinse, soak, spin. You open the lid of your machine, and there is a python in it.
Oh, I would have died.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And guess what state it happened in?
Probably Florida. Florida.
Yeah. This is part of the python problem they have there. She screamed just like that when an object inside her washing machine turned out to be a python. Emily Visnick, who had moved from Connecticut to a West Palm Beach apartment, said she has her own laundry room in the residence and has no idea how a snake managed to get inside the appliance. Animal control officers told her the snake appeared too large to have traveled through the building's pipes. The officer said a neighbor in the same building had previously reported hearing what sounded like a snake traveling through the ventilation system. A building maintenance crew removed the snake. It was unclear where the animal came from. And Visnick said snakes are not allowed as pets in the apartment building. But that doesn't stop some people. Percussion solo ends. And aren't the pythons the one that aren't indigenous to Florida, but idiots that...
They brought them here.
Yeah.
And now they're destroying the Everglades.
What got out of the zoo around Andrew time...
Those weren't escapes from the zoo. Sadly, a lot of the animals in the zoo were killed during Andrew.
Yeah.
But there was a laboratory not far away on US 1 that was destroyed, and they were testing AIDS vaccines on monkeys.
Oh, that's what it was.
And they all got loose. So that, on top of everything else, beyond the utter destruction of the storm.
Yeah.
And cameras did spot them from time to time, you know, hopping around. People were afraid if they were bitten by one of those monkeys, they would get the AIDS virus. There are other animal stories, but we could always have a nice oversupply for the moment. But check out that Facebook video. That is something else. By the way, yesterday afternoon, had a bunch of orders for the pies. And people are, like the Cronins in North Carolina, our buddies, and another fellow who lives up at Eclectic, they just wanted to help the scholarship fund and wanted us to distribute the pies to police and firemen.
Oh, that's nice.
That's very nice.
So we're going to do that. And I think I have a way. I'm going to get a little help from, who's that woman?
Jay Quellen.
Yeah, her.
Who's Jay Quellen at?
Well, she's probably getting ready for work, but her husband.
Who besides you are producing the pies? In other words, you're getting some help?
No, Shondor's doing it.
Oh, Shondor's doing it.
I taught him how to make them. And he's like a chemist, man. He is such a perfectionist.
Yeah.
And
is he getting a?
He made the one that you had this morning.
Is he getting a piece of the action
downstairs?
Yeah.
No, here's the thing. I'm paying for all. I get all the stuff from food outlets.
Right.
So everything from the condensed milk to the key lime juice, all of that. He makes them, and then everything goes into his college tuition fund.
Ah.
So he's a business major, and this is a chance for him. He's managing the books, tracking all the money.
This is cool.
It's a great project for him.
It's become very lucrative.
We've had some very generous listeners.
Yeah.
But this is his thing, and he just loves the work. It all started out. He said, hey, this summer I'm going to have some extra time. Could you teach me how to cook? So we started with, you know, omelets and basics, and then this whole idea came to be, especially after the IRS sent me that enormous bill. So we're off to a really good start.
Good deal. Good for Shandor.
Yeah. He's an amazing young man. 7:55, do we have a conundrum we like?
We came to an agreement on yesterday and today.
You got two different ones there you can pick from.
I'll make an executive decision here shortly.
Please do.
In the meantime, this being Tuesday, the business week opens at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. This is a revelation in 2020. One of the few things in 2020 that's been great. I have received so much positive feedback on a number of levels, mostly, you know, at the top of the list, the value and the beauty of the plants they sell out there. But the therapeutic value of the 15, 20-minute drive from on Vaughan Road out east to mile marker 22, just past Macon Academy, you'll see it on your left, three enormous greenhouses that are filled with all types of flowers and plants and staffed by Clay Forer and his team. So if you're looking to buy something for a particular part of the outside of your home, or inside, they can tell you where these plants need to be relative to how much sun exposure they can handle, how often they need to be watered. Obviously, you don't want to put something in a place where it's difficult to get to if Rich sends us a dry spell. So these are all things that end up helping you get the best value from the plants. But I'll tell you, the colors are explosive. The prices are incredibly low. You know, go out there, fill up your trunk. You'll be amazed. It's a cash check business, open 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, Saturdays. Take two. Cash check business open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 4. And again, very easy to find, but I urge you to visit their Facebook page for 3D pictures and videos before you head out there, and that way you can line up your choices ahead of time. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, 7:57.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
Well, we are very busy everywhere now. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Highway 31 into the West South Boulevard. Very congested this morning. Got a lot of congestion around I-65 on both sides. West South Boulevard, East South Boulevard, busy all the way over to Troy Highway. Taylor Road busy. We still have a lot of incoming traffic on 231 out of Wetumpka. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents into us so far. During these times of social distancing, the Vance Law Firm can handle your case by phone or thevancelawfirm.com. Call 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive prices mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
One Place Family Justice Center, located at 530 South Lawrence Street, offers a wide range of resources and advocacy to victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, dating violence, stalking, child and elder abuse, and human trafficking. Break your silence. Call 334-262-7378 or visit oneplacefjc.org today.
Today is August 11th, Presidential Joke Day. It's a day to salute presidents with a good sense of